Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding, February 3rd, 2026. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. The book of Genesis is the first book of the Bible, written by Moses under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Moses likely recorded Genesis during Israel's wilderness journey after their deliverance from Egypt. His purpose was to show the people of God where they came from, who God is, and what it means to live under His authority. Genesis forms the foundation for the entire biblical story, revealing God as the Creator, humanity as His image bearers, and His covenant purpose to redeem a fallen world. Genesis 2 gives a more detailed account of creation, focusing on the creation of man and woman. While Genesis 1 presents the big picture of creation in 6 days, Genesis 2 zooms in to describe the unique relationship between God, humanity, and the created order. In verses 18 through 25, God recognizes that it is not good for man to be alone. He creates woman from man's rib, establishing the divine pattern for companionship, partnership, and equality in His design. Genesis 2:24 functions as the conclusion of that creation account. After describing how woman was formed and presented to man, the text says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." This verse serves both as explanation and instruction. It explains the deep unity between Adam and Eve as husband and wife, and it instructs all future generations on the nature of marriage. Though Moses wrote this long after Adam and Eve lived, his words apply timelessly to every human relationship that follows their example. The verse's function and context is crucial. It establishes marriage as God's ordained institution before sin entered the world. It defines what a healthy marriage looks like. Separation from former dependence, deep covenantal loyalty, and a shared life that reflects the unity and love of God Himself. In this way, Genesis 2:24 is not just a historical observation. It is the foundation for the family, community, and human flourishing under God's design.